This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Oh, see, you get a substitute on the audio tonight, and we don't have our in-studio audience applauding us, welcoming us to another week of the Baldwin McCullough Show. Hey, welcome. No matter where you're at in the country, we are glad that you're with us tonight. KMC is my name. Well, Kevin McCullough is my name. I guess KMC would be my initials. No need to state the obvious, although we live in a day in which I feel like we do need to state the obvious. Just to be very candid, I'm increasingly growing frustrated with some of the things that I read in the news, see in the news, and I wonder how many more days it's going to be before I just go wacky on somebody. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. 888-340-3373. Okay, here's the big news today. The big headline. The president goes to the Rose Garden and wants to take credit. Let me be clear. I brought home the only POW that was in the war in Iraq or Afghanistan. We didn't have any others, but I got the one that was in there 5 years. We got him home. All right. That's good. I'm all glad that we got the one guy that was in the custody of the animals of the monsters called the Taliban. But do you know what we gave up to get him back? Five of their most senior leaders. We gave up five of their most senior leaders. Guys that were in the intelligence end of their operation. Guys that were in the planning end of their operation. These were five bad dudes. And his excuse from the Rose Garden today, well, We're simultaneously drawing down two wars and trying to shut Gitmo. 888-340-3373. This is a simple question, but if you're watching tonight on the great television stations across the country, or you're listening on the great radio stations across the country that carry Baldwin McCullough Radio and this broadcast each week, I want to know this, and I want to take as many calls right up here at front as early as possible. 888-340-3373. Was it worth it to turn over five senior commanders of the Taliban to get our POW? Was that worth the cost of what those guys may wreak back on us in the days to come? I know. With this particular president, it's like pulling teeth out of his undoctored gums to get him to do anything brave. But I'm wondering why we weren't sending SEALs and special ops and other guys out there to go get him. We've known that he's been there for 5 years. He was taken into custody, after Obama came to power. This is the only POW that was out there, and it happened on his watch. Did we have to give up five of the enemy to get him back? Was that necessary? That's the only way we could get him back, honestly, is to give them five of the guys that knocked the towers down? Here in our city, in my city? 888-340-3373. I want to know. I want to know what you think. Is it a price well paid? Is it worth it? Was it a no-brainer? Was it the right thing to do? 888-340-3373. Now, if you're watching tonight and you're saying, Kev, what are you listening and you don't know what we're talking about, here's the news as it went down earlier today. The president, you know, declaring his commitment to the POW, and he said, you know, this is we never leave anybody behind. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, 28, was handed over to American special ops troops inside Afghanistan near the Pakistan border about 10:30 a.m. this morning. In a tense but uneventful exchange with 18 Taliban officials, here's what I'm wondering. We didn't have their guys with us. Why didn't we take our guy and put plugs in all 18 of the dumb sheep herders that showed up to try to deliver him? We're talking about the ruthless enemy that attacked us on 9/11. That's who gave us him. Was it worth it? 888-340-3373. I've got three phone lines, America. I got to think there's at least three people from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, from San Diego, California to New York that have an opinion about this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The lone American prisoner of war from the Afghan conflict, captured by insurgents 5 years ago, released to American forces in exchange for five Taliban detainees. The five Taliban at Guantanamo included two senior militant commanders. So they were the guys going, hey, you go blow yourself up. You fly the plane, you go there, you go there. Said to be linked with the operations that killed American and allied troops, as well as implicated in murdering thousands of Shiites in Afghanistan, and were flown to Cuba in the custody of officials from Qatar, who will accompany them back to the Persian Gulf. Now, here's how this works. We supposedly made a deal with Qatar that they're going to hang on to these guys for a year and not let them leave. And I'm sure that the administration is going to sheriff that very carefully. I'm sure that there's not going to be a single one of those guys that gets out of the reach of Qatar. I'm sure that they're going to treat these terrorist murdering thugs like the, you know, animals they are. Maybe. But they're going to be subject to security restrictions and have a one-year travel ban. But after a year's up, they can go wherever they want. They can go back to Afghanistan, go hang out in the caves, you know, get some virgins, maybe some little boys. Oh, they don't do that in Islam. Well, they actually do, but they cover it up. That's the way some of this works. Anyway, that's what they're going to do. And then, mark my words, they will be back. I am not opposed to getting our POW. Please hear me on that. My question is, was this the only way that the United States could have done this? Now, maybe you served in the military. I'd love to hear your perspective. Maybe you serve in law enforcement. I'd love to hear your perspective. I'd love to know if you actually think that giving them five of their most senior Taliban commanders is a price worth paying so that we didn't have any potential bloodshed in the exchange for the prisoner. Because I know a few Navy SEALs that probably would have volunteered to go get him. That's what they do. That's what our people do. Obama kept talking today in the Rose Garden about, well, you know, we leave no man behind. Not you, you pansy. That's not it. You've never served. The people that don't leave them behind are the ones in the field. And they're the ones that want to go get them. And they're the ones that don't want to be refighting these guys again. Your thoughts. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. One senior administration official said, this is the only issue we've discussed with the Taliban in recent months. And by the way, they did it in back channels. I guess we're negotiating with terrorists now. Yay. Word of renewed secret negotiations with the Taliban brought about immediate criticism from some lawmakers. One congressman saying, I have little confidence in the security assurances regarding the movement and activities of the now released Taliban leaders. That's an interesting point, because when you think about it, you have these guys that, you know, and I mean in our administration, that just take the word of the enemy whenever they say, whatever they say they'll do, we just believe them. But our own allies, they don't believe. The people that are on our side, they don't believe. Benjamin Netanyahu says something, got to kick his teeth in. We can't treat him with respect. We got to do something to make sure that we really, you know, put him under the, we screw the nail down on him. But the other guys, oh, well, you know, of course, they said they would keep him under lock and key. I'm sure in Qatar they're just going to be, you know, it's practically going to be the same as Gitmo, I'm sure. You know, penthouse in the nicest hotel and whatever they want. 888-340-3373. We traded five Taliban leaders to get our lone POW that was taken hostage after Obama came to power. We traded five Taliban leaders to get him. Simple question, was it worth it? I'm taking your calls. 888-340-3373. My name is Kevin McCullough. I'm so glad to have you with us. Stephen Baldwin's on a movie shoot in Istanbul, Turkey, and may be checking in with us before the night's over. We hope that does in fact happen. But we're also looking forward to making you the star of tonight because it's your conversation that drives everything. 888-340-3373.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough, and we're glad that you're with us. Thank you for being here. If you're watching on the Biz Television Network, your future is bright and rosy. It looks as though we will be with you for some time. Those of you that may be joining us by radio, used to finding us on the UAN, apologies there that we're not there live tonight. We'll have more details on that in the days to come. But the big news that we're covering here is the big news of the day, and that is the president walked out in the Rose Garden and announced that he was bringing home the one and only POW, prisoner of war, that had been taken in the Afghan conflict, and it happened 5 years ago after he was president. And the only thing that we gave up to get him back was five top Taliban commanders. And people are going to hear this, and they're naturally going to say, "Well, Kev, you're a conservative, and you just hate liberals. So you'd rather let our man rot in the prison camp than get him out." That's not true. That's not true. So don't even. I'll swat that away like a 7 foot center in the NBA. Don't even go there. I am glad this guy's coming home. My question is this the only way it could have been achieved? Because it seems like we gave up an awful lot to get him. When we have SEALs and Rangers and others that are standing by, ready to go, to do just this kind of thing. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I wonder if it even crossed the president's brain to send special ops to go get him. I wonder if he just from the beginning assumed, well, we're just going to have to give up prisoners because we're trying to shut Gitmo, and this is, you know, we'll get five of them out of there. I don't know. People are going to misunderstand me. I do not begrudge Sergeant Bo Bergdahl getting to come home. But I resent our commander-in-chief giving up five high-value Taliban members, Al-Qaeda members, basically back to the enemy. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Utah, listening to the Truth Network, AM 820. And Joe is calling from Utah. Joe, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thank you. I served in the military about three decades ago, and I was in special ops. I'm not going to say which branch of the service. I don't think that's that necessary, but I'm appalled by the president's action. I was trained to, well, you may not know, but anyway, I was trained, you resist the enemy, and you deal with it.
Yeah.
And if you get caught or captured, you deal with it. And I'd want my buddies to come and get me. I wouldn't want even one person from, personally, even if I was the person, if I got released, if I was a POW and I got released, I'd be happy to come home, but I'd be frustrated, really.
Joe, let me ask you a couple of questions, because you served, and you that gives you specific viewpoints on this that I'm interested in. Retired special ops officer, you went on missions, you did these kinds of things. When you hear that
we
gave up...
I wasn't an officer. I was an enlisted man.
Okay, you were in special ops. When you hear that we gave up five high-value Taliban members, Al-Qaeda guys...
I'd be completely upset even if it was one person. They need to stay... Those people need to stay in Guantanamo Bay. If we have reason to believe that they're guilty, they need to stay there. This might be easier said than done. I would not want to be released. I'd want my buddies to come and get me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Without question.
So how do you feel when the president says from the Rose Garden ceremony that we leave no man behind today, kind of including himself in that caricature?
Well, okay, to be honest with you, when I was serving, sometimes you might get left behind. You deal with it. You know, we're going to come and get you if we can, but we're going to make every effort we can to come and get you. But the reality is, you know, you're somewhat expendable. It's what you signed up for. And I was willing to accept that responsibility as a soldier. You know, I'm not going to say which branch it was, but, you know, as a military op person, I was willing to accept the responsibility. And I love my buddies that I trained and deployed with and so forth. And I enjoyed my job. I love my country. I love serving my country. But I'm appalled at the president's actions. It's totally ridiculous. It's, you know, words cannot describe how I feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, we understood that sometimes, you know, yes, we're going to do everything we can to get you back. But hey, you deal with it. You resist the enemy as much as you can.
Yeah.
And you do everything in your power to escape.
Well, one of the things that all of our military pilots go through, same thing that a lot of our special ops guys go through, is SEER school, which is the training to learn how to survive and evade and you know, try to escape and so forth, resist and escape. And the truth is, you do run a risk of getting caught. Now, again, I don't begrudge Sergeant Bo Bergdahl at all. I'm happy for his family. I know that they're very relieved that he's coming home. My question is, have we made our nation less safe today by putting these? And these were very high value guys. Joe, thanks for the call. These were very high value guys. They were guys that were higher up in intelligence, working on getting intelligence, retrieving intelligence on targets, learning how to penetrate seemingly impossible areas to find out what they needed to find out so that they could make attacks more effective. Some of them were commanders of the Taliban and the Al Qaeda forces against us on the field. These were not low level guys. These were not just chumps. These were guys that, and if they're still in Gitmo by now, because we've let a lot of them go, they're really bad guys. These are the really bad guys. And we just turned five of them, high-value ones, free today. Free, well, they're going to go to Qatar, and Qatar's going to make sure that they don't leave their country for a year. You know, I'm going to make a wager right now. I wager in 3 months, more than one of them has escaped. Anybody taking that bet? 888-340-3373. I bet you within 3 months, Qatar loses track of at least one or more of them. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Gino is calling from the Bronx, listening to AM 970, The Answer, our flagship station. Hi, Gino. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
I have very mixed emotions about it. Obviously, from a public relations point of view, the community organizer-in-chief scored a big one. But from a military standpoint, I agree with the officer or the gentleman from Utah. It sets up a bad scenario in that it's going to encourage more hostage taking. And I'm absolutely certain that this man who survived the 5 years of probable torture, and I'm sure that the Taliban didn't treat him very well. I'm absolutely certain they didn't engage in the Geneva Convention rules of warfare or POWs. But all that aside, I have to say that it's just going to encourage more hostage-taking, and then they're going to demand even greater numbers in response. Just like the Israelis, they on average surrender 100 to 1.
Right.
100 terrorists for
right.
every one POW Israeli. And I don't understand why they do it, but now they've gotten this this mutant in chief into doing it, and I'm sad to say it's probably going to get even worse, and I sympathize with the idea of sending in our guys to go and get them, but then you may actually end up doing more harm than good, and you may end up...
Yeah, you may be right. Hey, Gino, always appreciate the call. Thanks. 888-340-3373. More Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City tonight. We're glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, for Baldwin McCullough Live here on all these radio stations across the country. And, of course, the great television network, Biz TV, bringing us to the homes of millions of people in dozens of markets across the country. And if you're in New York and you're confused because Channel 17 is airing an old show, flip over to 46.1. That's the Biz TV channel here in New York, 46.1. That's the over-the-air channel for Biz TV, and you can join us on the television that way. But our phone lines, only one phone line open right now, but I want to know what you think about this. The president came out today and said, hey, I did something awesome. I got a POW released from the Taliban. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, 28, was handed over to special ops troops in Afghanistan near the Pakistani border. And in exchange, we gave up five high-value Taliban leaders that had been rotting in Gitmo for a number of years. And, you know, this is what we're kind of faced with now. We turned loose five of the smartest, most important ones that they had in Gitmo, and we got our guy back. Now, I'm happy for the family. I'm happy for Sergeant Bergdahl. I don't begrudge them 1 ounce of this. Look, who doesn't want to be with their family if they've been taken captive? It would be ruthless and cruel on my part to say that he should just expect to, you know, suck it up and stay there. And that's not the normal process of the military anyway. We always try to go get our own. But the president was saying it like he was in uniform and was with the special ops and they were still on the battlefield. Like, you know, go watch We Were Soldiers, Mr. Obama. You know, the Mel Gibson movie? Go watch that. People in the theater didn't leave them behind. 888-340-3373. But I want to know what you think about this. I want to know if I'm off my rocker here thinking that we may have made America a little less safe today. And if you think this made us less safe, wait until we get into the discussion that I have for us next, because you will not believe what the president has ordered as his new policy for the U.S. borders. And that was just revealed today. I'll tell you about that coming up. Let's go to line one. Howard is calling from my hometown, Fort Worth, Texas. Howard, welcome. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm a vet, and in all my years growing up, I was told that the U.S. government does not deal with terrorists.
We never did.
Whether it's local, state, county, or whatever. So what does our fearless leader, I say that loosely, deem necessary to hold back our special forces, who that's their job, and give up five people who, in my opinion, should have been shot as terrorists? But during wartime, ain't terrorists shot still? If I remember right, it's still on the books for the UCMJ.
Yeah, these were enemy combatants. I mean, we haven't declared a truce. They haven't surrendered. Those 18 should have marched out with their hands up today. I mean, that's what the condition should have been. We won't nuke all you guys. You'll give us our guy and we won't kill you. That's, and we'll take you into custody and that'll be that. That's how that should have gone down.
Well, I don't think we should take him into custody. We catch him, we try him, we shoot him, we throw the bodies back. And that sends a message. You attack us, you die. Which is the way the military that I was in, that's how we did it.
All right, Howard, I appreciate your service. So when did you serve?
I served from 85 to 92.
So you were part of, did you see some time in Iraq?
About the first 6 months of it.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing that, and thank you for your time serving our country. Let's go to line three. Preston is calling from Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to 105.7 FM. Hi, Preston. So glad you're with us.
Glad to be with you.
Real quickly, what's your thought on this?
Well, I spent 2 years in Vietnam, so I'm a Vietnam vet, military intelligence, about 6 months in Saigon, Tonsonville Air Base.
Thank you for your service.
And a year and a half in Da Nang. And the things that the military can do, obviously we don't know just very little about it. But why these guys, these five guys, don't have GPS tracking inserted into them, I do not know. I know Obama's not going to do that. I mean, we can put it in stray animals. It's basically what they are. And find out where the nest is and drone it.
And he's been eager to drone things. That's a good idea, Preston. Thanks for the call. He's been so drone trigger happy. But we gave up five Taliban leaders today, and we got our POW back. Was it worth it? We'll continue with your calls next on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers. Man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
CreditBiz.com. All right, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough is my name. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Normally, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and yours truly, syndicated talk show host across the country. We come together. We talk about the stuff. We usually have a lot of laughs. I'm not in a laughing mood tonight because we just set five terrorists free. We took assurances from a Middle Eastern country that they'll be required to stay within their border for a year, and then they'll be good, and we'll let them out for a year. We're just going to keep them for a year. You know, they planned 9/11 for like a decade, right? I mean, it was like a long time coming. But, you know,
hold on to them for a year, you're all good to go. 888-340-3373. The president announced it today, saying that Sergeant Bo Bergdahl had been released, and that the only thing we gave up were five of the most important Taliban we had at Gitmo. 888-340-3373. Is that a good trade in your mind? I mean, again, I think people are going to misunderstand me, and they're going to say that I was against the sergeant getting released. I'm not. I put myself in his father's shoes. I put myself in his mom's shoes. I've imagined what it would be like to have my own son. I'm the father of three sons. I imagine what it would be like to have one of them imprisoned in a country like that on the other side of the globe and try to put myself in how badly and desperately I would want him home and home safely. My brother-in-law is a naval aviator. Top Gun grad. Is it very conceivable that he could be behind enemy lines and his plane goes down and something like this happens to him? I don't want to think about it. But is this the only way to go get him? Just give up five guys without even trying, without even sending the special ops guys, without even going in there and doing what our special ops guys are the best in the universe at doing. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Matt's calling from Twin Falls, Idaho, watching Biz TV tonight. Hi, Matt. Glad you're with us. Yeah, you're with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I'll get right to the point. I'm extremely unhappy with what happened because this isn't a matter of if something's going to happen. Now it's when. Now, I'm happy for these parents getting their son back, but this is more like a temporary happiness because this one person coming back may cause a lot of deaths in the future.
Explain what you mean, Matt, because I'm on the same page, but I want to make sure people understand the perspective you're coming from.
Okay. Well, they have one thing, these terrorists. One thing on their mind, and that's how much terror they can cause. Okay, so, you know, this is what they call justified collateral damage. Okay, just like when you've got terrorists hijacking a plane, and if you don't give the terrorists what they want, they say they're going to, you know, crash the plane or whatever, well, eventually they'll be shot down and call that justified collateral damage. Okay, look what happened in Benghazi. These people are picking and choosing. This guy was screaming.
Don't even get me started on Benghazi, Matt.
I know, right?
Ugh.
I know, but the thing is, this is what's happening. We had five of our guys killed in Benghazi, yet we're saving one guy, and then hundreds of Americans may be killed after this. And so it's the wrong thing to do. It could have been done differently. You know, I think one thing, there's probably 90% political, and it's going to come up in the future when...
Well, you know, that's an interesting observation, Matt, because, and give me your reaction to this. This is a president who seems like his first knee-jerk reaction is to give up things that we shouldn't, and the very last thing he will ever do if it, like, kills him. I mean, you're like, literally making him scratch his fingernails across the gravel to drag him to do it, is to actually order missions, to order guys to go in there. It seems like a no-brainer if we have proximity of where he is, we could send SEALs in there. That this is what they're good at. This is what they're the best in the universe at doing. But no, we just say, well, okay, well, how many of the guys do you want? We're trying to shut down Gitmo. How many can we give you? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, this is the thing. He's trying to save his butt because if he did send in a bunch of SEALs, they may or may not have gotten killed. But if they did, he's going to have to justify that to the American people. Whereas this is a way that he can get somebody back without getting anybody killed while he's in office.
Yeah.
And so he's just trying to save face, you know, and be all huggy, kissy with everybody. And
the thing about that, though, Matt, is this, and I know this because I know Navy SEALs. I've met them. They would rather give their life trying to liberate that guy than to jeopardize the lives of hundreds of other Americans down the road. I mean, they signed up for it. They want to do that. They want to be the ones that go in there and put it on the line to get them out.
They do, but that's not the way our president thinks.
I know. I know. I don't understand. He's such a girly guy. He's like, I'm going to be the biggest wuss that I can be and hope that we survive the 8 years during the process.
He needs a pair of wings on his back and call him a tooth fairy.
All right, Matt. Hey, thanks for having us on in Twin Falls, Idaho tonight. It's got Biz TV's coming in nice and clear there, huh?
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me.
Excellent. No, we're glad that you're with us. Let's go to a radio listener, AM 970 in New York, our flagship station there. The Answer, Jim is calling us. Jim, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I heard this story today, and the first thing I thought of it was a lot of it has got something to do with me. I had something about national security. Nobody seemed to catch it yet. This would give us national security if we give if we take four Taliban commanders out of jail. That would give the Obama administration national security. Does this sound strange to you?
No, it's completely backwards. We're putting us in greater insecurity with this move.
Right, which is what they did. Oh, I had something to do with security. In the Vietnam War, going way back, and I've been under pressure for 20 years here.
Thank you for your service.
Worked out of a church. The whole thing is seditious. This man, these people, which came from Chicago, they've worked out of a church. And for the last 20 years, I can't even drive my car anywhere without being watched, stalked. And there's no way I just own a house. I'm living in a furnished room.
Jim, I wish we had more time. We're up against a break, so I got to run. But thank you for your service. And I understand what you're saying. We are in the most surveyed existence that Americans have ever known, and they're calling it security. I don't think it is. Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough every Saturday night, and we are grateful to have you tagging along. We've been talking this hour about the top news story of the day, but in the next hour, I want to talk about what should be the top story of the day, because if you think that trading five Taliban for a POW might put us at danger, I want to know what you think about a new Border Patrol policy that actually tells our border protection agents to run and take cover when the bad guys come, to purposefully hide behind rocks when the bad guys start throwing things or driving cars at them, et cetera, et cetera. Don't believe me? We're going to get into it in the next hour. I hope that you'll stay with us for that. 888-340-3373. No, it's a brand new set of restrictions and guidelines that was issued by the administration's Customs Border Protection Commissioner today, or it was reported in the USA Today today. I think it happened towards the end of the work week. But we're talking about literally telling the people that are trying to keep our borders safe to run and take cover, to move back away from the danger when they are potentially coming upon hostile, illegal activity on the border. Friends, I don't know what's wrong. I woke up this morning. I thought I was living in America. I honestly did. I thought this was the land of the free and the home of the brave. Evidently, it's the land of the wussies and the home of the we'll do whatever it takes just so long as nobody says anything nasty about me kind of world. And I don't know how we deal with that. I don't. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're going to talk about that in the second hour. And if you want to get more details on that particular story, I have a syndicated piece coming out on townhall.com tonight at midnight. It'll run all day on Sunday on the homepage of townhall.com. But it is the latest Kevin McCullough syndicated piece, and it will be titled New Obama Policy, Seek Cover and Hide. So it'll be pretty easy to find. But I want you to read it. I go into some in-depth discussion about what they don't even want them to use tasers on people. Dangerous people. People that might be willing to use powerful weapons against them. Our Border Patrol agents are being told, you do not use force in those circumstances. I want to know what you think about that. 888-340-3373. The argument they're making is we've been too tough, too aggressive, too hardcore on the border. We've been too mean. We're just a bunch of meanies down there on the southern border. We've been yelling at people and saying, hey, you can't come in here. And now because we've been too mean, and, you know, some people have been mistaken for people that had bad motives. And now they want us to seek cover and run and hide. Is this America? I want to know, America. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, normally, the actor Stephen Baldwin would be joining me at this table. He's on a movie shoot in Istanbul, Turkey. We might hear from him in the second hour. We hope we do. It's like 5 a.m. there, so I don't know if we're going to or not, but we hope to. In the meantime, stay with us. It's Baldwin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula.
Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net.
Pornographic magazine.